Well, MSU Today is in Flint at the very impressive Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village. The mission is to cultivate leadership capacity among Flint youth through a variety of innovative programs that we're going to learn a lot more about in a few minutes. Michigan State University Extension is a very proud village partner, and with me to kick off our program is Dr. Jeff Dwyer, who is the director of MSU Extension. Jeff, great to see you again. Be good to talk to you.
Kirk, thank you very much. I always enjoy this conversation.
Let's start with Extension's engagement and participation and commitment to Flint, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Broom Village.
Yeah, you know, we had our first Ag Extension agent in Genesee County in the Flint area in 1912, so we've had the privilege of being here for 107 years. And it's really been, I think, an important relationship for Flint and for Genesee County, but frankly, it's been an important relationship for us. The people of Flint and the people that we've had an opportunity to know over the years is just incredible.
Well, Genesee County, as you mentioned, has had a long-time presence, MSU Extension. Recently, Flint, has undergone some very difficult times. It's not just the water crisis. It's a lot of other things. Talk a little bit about the uptick in your commitment to Flint.
Right. So you're exactly right. There have been important issues to address in Flint for a number of years now. But I do think the water crisis sort of brought some of those needs together. And Kirk, when we've talked before, I think you've heard me say that we were one of the organizations that didn't have to come to Flint to help 3 or 4 years ago when the water crisis became so apparent, because we already had 15 full-time people here, and some of those people had been here for 20 or 30 years. And I think that's an important thing to understand about Extension is we're your neighbors. We sit in the pew with you at church. We see you at the grocery store. And so the problems of a community are our problems personally as well. So now in Flint, we're still here. Not only are we still here, but now we have about 40 full-time people here because we've been able to work closely with our partners here in the community to obtain resources to get more people to do the work that needs to be done here.
Well, we just heard some pretty exciting information, passion, I would say, about the Sylvester Broom Village. Your impressions as well. I mean, the things that they're doing here in a very short period of time are amazing.
They are truly amazing what they've accomplished here in what I think is just about 2 or 3 years. I think they've really transformed this part of the north side of the downtown area of Flint. I think they told us a little bit ago they've in 2018 they provide services to 6,000 families. That's remarkable. And I think their philosophy for how they're doing it, they have a grand vision for the future and wanting to change the lives of youth and families here in Flint, but doing it not by trying to reinvent the wheel, but by looking around and seeing who might be our partners in doing this. And that's why we're so thrilled that we're one of those organizations that they reached out to, and we already have some very meaningful partnerships going on here.
I'm talking with Jeff Dwyer, who's the director of MSU Extension. Jeff, when you look at their programs, leadership is sort of undergirds them all, but isn't it amazing all the different ways that they get at leadership and empowerment?
They really do. I mean, they do that through our health and nutrition programming with Shane Jackson and the leadership training she provides around teaching kids to know what healthy eating is all about, and in some cases even put kids on career tracks to culinary school and other things that they never considered before. And so I think that's – but then to listen to Coach Linnell, oh, my gosh. Just recently, in the past few months, installed in the Women's Hall of Fame here, and you know, a recognized basketball star around the world. But to hear her passion for what she wants to see happen here in Flint, it's remarkable. And then just to meet the other folks we've had a chance to meet this afternoon, who are teaching kids group development, what it's like to be a part of a group, leadership skills, how they can work with their families to teach their families new things. And, you know, that's an important thing we get out of 4-H, and something that actually we learned in the Flint water crisis is that sometimes the best way to educate a family, say, about lead in the water or something, is through their kids.
We'll be talking to Shane and Coach Linnell a little bit later in the program about specifically about some of the things that they're doing. Jeff, we're about to talk to some of these other folks, but I know Genesee County just renewed a millage, I believe, to support MSU Extension. I'm sure you want to give a shout-out to some of the folks in Genesee County.
We really do. We could not be more grateful for the support of folks in Genesee County. And I'm certainly speaking for myself as the director of Extension, but I know I can speak for our more than 600 people around the state. To know that counties, now I think we're up to 12, that we go before a county vote for millages, to know that counties support us at the level that they do, and certainly here in Genesee County says that they appreciate what we do, that they value the people that we have here, and that they value the resources that we can bring in that then together help us bring more people.
And a paradigm example of that partnership and cooperation, the Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village, some amazing extension programs going on there. We're going to learn more about those programs in just a minute. Stay with us. I've been talking with Jeff Dwyer, Director of MSU Extension.